Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast. I'm Amanda Morehouse and this is the third in a series of three podcasts to help lead change in your organisation. This podcast is called Managing a Motivated Team Members. And let's face it, when we've got lots of motivated people, it's almost like a dream. It's those unmotivated team members that cause us the most problems and probably suck most of the time and energy from you as their leader. What we're going to do in this podcast, we're going to look at three key areas. Number one, acting as a role model. Number two, tapping into what's important. And number three, managing motivation during uncertainty. So, number one, acting as a role model. The most important element to managing a motivated team and managing motivated individuals is actually you. And if you are expecting others to feel inspired and motivated and energized, you really have to exhibit all the behavior and all the characteristics of what you want to see in other people. There's no excuses for turning up into the office feeling deflated and demotivated yourself and then expecting everybody else to behave rather differently. So just a little exercise for yourself. I'd like you to think about what you have been doing and been involved in the last couple of weeks. And if you can imagine yourself in the picture of your office and you are going to take yourself up out of the office, so you're literally looking down on yourself, or perhaps taking yourself out of the office and hearing yourself through the windows of those offices, what would be the impression that you would have of yourself? Do you continually look motivated in the office? Is what you hear yourself saying, is it consistent with inspiring others and energizing others? Or are there some changes that you can make straight away to change how you are perceived or how people are watching? Because the boss, the leader of any organization, is watched. And people are constantly watching how you behave and they will be copying it. So that's the first thing to bear in mind. Number two, tapping into what's important. And Sigmund Freud talked about motivation. And he said, what are the couple of things that motivate people? He said, number one, the sex urge. And I'm not going to talk about that, obviously. But the second thing that Sigmund Freud identified as what motivates people is their desire to feel important, their desire to feel that they are making a difference. And you look at some highly successful, motivated people, and they've really tapped into what makes them feel important. From Richard Branson in the commercial world to perhaps Barack Obama in the political world. Putting that into a commercial context, this is the role of leadership. If we're going to manage those unmotivated people, I'd like you to think about those podcasts in series one and two. Because tapping into and finding out what's important to these people that appear unmotivated is absolutely critical. So, number one, how much time, I'd like you to think about how much time you invest in managing these unmotivated team members and finding out what is really important to them. And secondly, how do you use questioning techniques so they're going to open up and tell you what is important to them so you can link the outcomes in the business and the team outcomes to connect to contributing to their desire to feel important. In summary, looking back at previous podcasts, there's some key steps that you can go through as a leader. Number one, building rapport. Number two, using questioning and listening techniques to uncover what is satisfying their desire to feel important. Number three, to show how the change in the team will satisfy their need to feel important. And number four, to persuade and gain their commitment to make some changes. Now, questioning techniques, if we were going to ask a couple of questions to uncover what actually motivates these apparently unmotivated team members, I'm going to give you two questions to experiment with. Because unless we ask people what's important to them, how are we ever going to uncover how they're driven, how they're motivated? Two questions. What is important to you? Very straightforward, very simple. It's amazing what you might find out. Question number two, how do you know that you are valued? Is it something that you see me doing? Is it something that you hear? Or is it something that you feel when you're working with the team? So how do you know you are really valued? And if you ask these two questions in a sincere way after building rapport, the next step then is to use that information and to paraphrase it back to these apparently unmotivated team members. Why paraphrase? Because it shows the other people you are like them, that you have listened, that you have really understood. You are really talking their language and you're on their wavelength. You've got a depth of understanding. So asking the questions and then paraphrasing back in a sincere way and ask them the question, this is important to me as your manager and leader. Can you tell me whether I've really understood what it is that's important to you? So we're tapping into what's really important to these individuals. And yes, we can use questioning and listening techniques. But you know, some people have got stuck, haven't they? They've got stuck into a certain way of thinking and it's difficult to tap into them. And what I'm going to show you now is how we can use questioning techniques to pull somebody out of the detail, to move them away from the minuscule issue that's stopping them seeing the bigger picture. And what we're effectively going to do here in this example is that we're going to chunk them out of the detail. And the way that we are going to do this is by asking them two simple questions. What's the purpose of that? And what's the intention of that? So, for example, if somebody is stuck on a problem around a very specific activity in a process, for example, we can ask them, what's the purpose of that activity? And what's the intention? And we keep asking them those questions. What's the purpose? What's the intention? And any problem or anything that's happening in an organization, the purpose and the intention should be to realize an outcome. And an outcome is to realize a goal. And an individual goal is to meet a team goal. And a team goal is meant to realize an organizational goal. So what is really important is not the detail, it's actually the bigger picture. And this technique of asking these two questions will help that unmotivated individual to come out of that detail. Another practical situation that I've come across in business is where managers and leaders are trying to deal with individuals who are extremely skeptical, where you hear conversations where everybody says everything is wrong and nothing is right and nothing's going to work at all. And it's almost as though they're extremely resistant to any change. This second questioning technique is to actually enable them to drill down to what it is that's triggering the belief that nothing is right and everything is wrong. The two questions, what specifically and whom specifically? And maybe another question, can you give me an example of that? So let me just run through a little scenario that might help. Maybe you've got an individual who says nothing's right with this change and everything is wrong. So let's hear this little dialogue. Somebody says nothing is right with this system, everything is wrong. What specifically? Well, it's the purchase ledger system. Nothing is working in the purchase ledger system. Okay, and what specifically in the purchase ledger system? Well, it's on the recording of the details of our suppliers. The name field isn't right. Okay, so the name field isn't right. What specifically about the supplier name field isn't right? Well, it's in the wrong place. It's difficult to navigate to. Okay, and what specifically about the navigation needs to change? Well, the supplier name field needs to be on the supplier detail screen. Okay, so in paraphrasing back to that individual, we know that the reason why they believe that everything is wrong and nothing is right with this system comes down to a data field on the supplier detail screen. And we can paraphrase that back to them. And we can say, so if we can change that one field on the supplier data field, does that mean that this system is going to work for you and make your job easier? Yes, that's exactly what I want. So this technique of taking big, chunky bits of belief and information and drilling it down to what specifically is going to help you re-engage apparently unmotivated team members in engaging with a change or engaging with something that's new. Step number three that we were going to look at is managing motivation during periods of uncertainty. Majority of people actually do like change. What they don't like is uncertainty. So as leaders and managers, we need to enable them to move through a change process as easily as possible. And when things get slightly chaotic, where we haven't got absolute clarity and 100% clear information, we need to manage uncertainty and put some framework around it. Now, as human beings, we are designed to protect ourselves. We are designed to fight or flight. And it is a human response that if you change something and there's a sense that the individuals have no control over the change, the natural reaction is to go defensive. And this is what we usually interpret as resistant behaviour. So if a change comes in and the perception is that the individuals have got no control over the change, you can expect and you will see people become quite defensive and shut down until they understand what the change is and they can feel as though they can have some degree of influence over the outcome of that change. What we need to do as leaders in managing these people through this change process to keep them motivated is, yes, to talk about the benefits to them of the change and the benefits that are meaningful to them, and to hopefully give them the opportunity to feel in control of implementing that change. And this will tap into your skills, your facilitation skills. And one thing I would advise to avoid is too many of the pep talks, because if people feel they're receiving too many of the pep talks, this again will demotivate them and disengage them in the change process. We need to give people time to come to terms with understanding what the change means to them and how they can control the outcome. Now, some changes are clear. They can be documented and defined. But organisations are complex, and in this day and age, having 100% of certainty and clarity is a rare situation to have in organisations. Most organisations and managers and leaders are dealing either with chaos or extreme change and transformation where it's not clear what the impact is going to be. The role of a leader in ensuring that we can manage unmotivated team members is to give a simplified structure to what the key messages are about change, so unmotivated individuals can make sense of what it is that this change is going to be. There's two strategies here in helping unmotivated individuals to make sense and to structure it. Number one is to reduce the timeline, because unmotivated individuals, once they get a feeling that things are out of control, they will start worrying about what's going to happen next month and in 6 months' time. And a lot of productivity can be lost and a lot of energy can be consumed in conversations and dialogue and chit-chat that adds no value. So for you as a leader to focus on what can happen today or this week is very much about putting back in control of what today and this week is going to be and what you're going to produce. Because the shorter the time horizon, it increases that sense of control over what's going to happen. So that's number one. Number two, when we have uncertainty, we work with a framework of assumptions. And yes, those assumptions may change, but the assumptions enable us to decide in the context of those assumptions what we're going to choose to do and what we're going to choose not to do. And the unmotivated team members can be part of that decision-making process. Your job is to facilitate that discussion. So, for example, if there's big organisational uncertainty, for you, it's to hold a group discussion or an individual discussion to say, this is what we know, this is what we can establish to be correct, these are the assumptions that we are using, and based on this, how can we get the best result and how can you control that result? So in maintaining motivation, individuals need to know what is the change and why is it important to me. Yes, we need to be able to articulate the benefits to them, both factual and perceived. And yes, we need to enable individuals to feel in control, because if we feel in control, this is the way of upping their motivation because they can see how they're going to make a difference and tapping into how they feel valued. You know that most of your time is spent discussing performance with individuals. So how can we test that they feel motivated about something? How can we test that we've made a difference in our intervention with them? Again, I'm going to come back to questions. Two questions to test motivation before conversations close down. Number one, if you were in my shoes, what could I say or what would you want me to say for you to really know how important this is? And the individual will think about that question and they will tell you if there's anything else that they need to hear to know how important this decision is or this proposal is. Second question, what do you need to see, hear or feel to know that you've been successful? To know that you've received everything that you need to receive? Is it something you see, something you hear, or something you need to feel? And we test this before the conversation closes down. Okay, so in managing unmotivated individuals, three things to consider: you and your role as a role model. Number two, tapping into and finding out what's important to unmotivated individuals. And three, maintaining motivation when there's uncertainty and change. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.